Is your passport up to date? We're going to send you to see Bad Omens in London. Listen at 9, noon, 3, and 6 for your chance to win tickets for their L.A. show March 26th. And get on the standby boarding list for a chance to go to their sold-out show in London. Your next chance to win is coming up at 3 on K-Rock.
In Los Angeles, Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Walk-off home run for the second time in the World Series from Freddie Freeman. We're going to talk about that today with Mama Muggs. We're also going to check in with our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith. We have People Are Dumb. A girl was upset that her pizza was cold, so she went back to the pizza joint and started a fight and got thrown in jail. What's up with Florida? A woman stole a car, and when investigators got to her diary, she had written down, "I stole a car today." We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature in the 5 o'clock hour. We've got somber tickets. It's sold out at the Fonda, and I'll get that. Sorry. And we got this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
You have your head up your ass.
Got another chance for you to win tickets for Bad Omens when they come to Southern California. And also you get on the standby boarding list for a trip or two to London to see Bad Omens in concert. A Minnesota delivery driver was arrested for auto theft because she wrote in her diary that she stole the car. People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A Minnesota delivery driver was busted for auto theft because she wrote in her diary that she, quote, totally stole a car today. Her name is Vanessa Guerra. She's 30, and she wrote that in her diary the same day that a van went missing, August 12th. It is a 2004 Ford Freestar van. Apparently, during the investigation, an officer allegedly found her journal where she says, quote, totally stole a car today. Something I never thought of doing. And she continues, effing super freaking out about it. Apparently, she's a DoorDash driver. She stole the 2004 Ford Freestar and turned it in for $2,000 at a scrapyard, a salvage business. And they recognized a picture of her, and they arrested her, and she is in jail. She was charged with receiving stolen property and also theft, and I don't know the difference. Congratulations to Celia Dominguez from Santa Ana. Just got tickets to see Bad Omens in their Los Angeles show and also got on the standby boarding list for a chance to go to their sold-out show in London.
And in this amazing ball game, this epic setting, Clayton Kershaw ensures that, like Sandy Koufax, he will finish his career in the World Series. Dripping with drama this game throughout. Jays have the bases loaded. Dodgers have Clayton Kershaw. 3-2 on Nathan Lucas. Bouncing ball to second. Edman hurries over to first in time.
An incredible baseball game that was. And that's what, me saying that. That was an unbelievable 18-inning World Series game. And the next game starts in a couple hours, unfortunately. I do have some animal news. Thank you to Trixie for sending me this story. Apparently, there's wild apes on the loose.
We have live developments happening regarding some aggressive monkeys in Mississippi.
A truck overturning with monkeys is bad enough, but aggressive monkeys.
They were being hauled by a truck here in Mississippi, and that truck overturned, causing those monkeys to be released now.
So the aggressive monkeys are free to be aggressive?
According to authorities, that these monkeys were on their way to a testing facility in Florida.
Of course, they're either in Florida or on their way to Florida.
Now, these monkeys are 40 pounds each.
I'm sorry, I thought you said 40 pounds.
And are considered by officials to be aggressive.
Right, but it probably can't get worse than that.
And they are carrying hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
So aggressive monkeys that have hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID are running riot in Mississippi. Excellent.
The Jasper County Sheriff's Office says that Tulane University has been notified and will send a team to pick up the monkeys. tomorrow. Now,
I'm sorry, the truck fell over today. The monkeys are loose today. They have hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID. They're on the loose. And you're going to send somebody tomorrow?
The university says if these monkeys were to leave the wreck site.
Well, one thing we know about aggressive monkeys is usually if they're involved in an accident, they'll stay right there and wait for the authorities. Usually, aggressive monkeys also know CPR.
Now, we've been in contact with our team over there at our Meridian station, and so far, there are 21 monkeys total involved in this incident.
This is how the movies The Planet of the Apes all starts. Say hello to your hairy herpes having overlords.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
In Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida say that a local woman spent the night in jail last week and is now facing misdemeanor charges.
Is this in Florida? It must be drugs, guns, murder. Alligator. What's up with Florida's coming up on K-Rock. About an hour from now, we're going to talk to our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, about that crazy World Series Dodger game last night. But first, what's up with Florida?
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts, wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
Authorities in Pinellas County, Florida say that a local woman spent the night in jail last week and is now facing misdemeanor charges.
All right, so the story's from Florida, so I imagine it's guns, drugs, what is it?
After a dispute over a takeout order turned her Saturday pizza night into a Saturday pizza fight.
Come on, boo him, everybody!
Boo!
Boo!
According to reports, the whole thing started around 1:30 a.m. on October 5th when the woman in question, 22-year-old Ricky Hawley, ordered from her local Domino's Pizza in the city of St. Petersburg.
Food delivery gets stuff wrong all the time, or the restaurants, or somebody along the way. How bad could this be?
The problem started when Hawley apparently sat down to enjoy her food, only to realize the pie she had ordered was cold and uncut.
All right, so angry called to Domino's.
But according to reports, it pushed Hawley over the edge. She drove straight down to the store, where she proceeded to go into a full-blown rage on the staff there.
I mean, or if you're in Florida, you drive down to the Domino's and go into a complete riot mode.
Which allegedly included her breaking one of the store's phones and throwing the allegedly cold and uncut pizza.
So you went to jail for a cold pizza?
When police were called to the scene, Hawley was arrested and charged with criminal mischief. After spending the night in jail, she was released, though has been ordered to stay away from her local Domino's.
Epic fail.
Every day at this time, Megan Holliday joins me for Three Things at Four.
Coming up, I have a story about a company who found a way for people to communicate to each other while they are dreaming.
While they're dreaming?
Yes, sir. Creepy.
Yes. It is Kevin Reiter in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here now for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
All right, Kev, you remember that story about the woman who punched a deputy in the face outside of a courthouse so that she would go to jail and quit smoking?
Yes.
Okay, well, in my opinion, this strategy that I'm about to tell you about takes the cake. A man in Turkey tried everything to quit, and when nothing worked, he decided to build a metal cage and lock it around his entire head.
What?
Okay? Every morning, his wife would seal the cage. So it's kind of like a helmet-looking thing.
Right.
Yeah, with, you know, the metal around it. And so she would lock it with a padlock, and she would keep the keys. So he could only take it off to eat meals. And he said, sometimes to free yourself, you have to lock yourself in first.
What the hell?
Yeah, those are words to live by.
I hope it works.
It did work. It did work. You quit.
All right.
Yeah, so, just a pro tip out there. Number two, a Silicon Valley neurotech startup named REM Space claims to have accomplished one-way communication between two individuals during a lucid dream. Through specialized equipment and a custom-designed dream language software, the team succeeded in transmitting a single word from one dreamer to another while both were asleep. According to their CEO, this marks only the beginning of what could become real-time communication within dreams in the future.
Kev, what
are your thoughts on this?
No,
dude.
No, I have bad dreams sometimes. I don't want to share those.
and you know what I use sleep for? To get away from people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's my private
time.
It's
a big no.
Okay. Number three, China has unveiled a futuristic jet-powered backpack that lets a person soar through the sky at 60 miles per hour and about 5,000 feet high. It's lightweight but also powerful and offers stable, controllable flight, yeah, right, for minutes at a time. Beyond a fun ride, it could aid with rescue missions, border patrol, and military operations, marking a bold leap in aviation technology. I mean, I guess this is real-life Iron Man stuff. I can't imagine.
I mean, they've been promising us a jetpack for
forever.
50 years.
So I guess China's finally delivering. I can't imagine anything ever going wrong with this. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This event called Out in Front, three tennis pros decided that they wanted to make a band, and they did. It's called Out in Front, and this song is called Float. It is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Band is Out in Front, and the name of the song is Float. That is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. You watched the game last night? The game last night?
I did.
What a great baseball game that was.
Unbelievable.
We are going to talk to Matt Money Smith, our former sports guy, and we're going to talk to Mama Muggs.
Woo!
Coming up in a second on K-Rock.
In Los Angeles, Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the clock strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Last night, 18 innings. I have two people on hold. One is Mama Muggs, Beer Muggs' mother. Hello, Mama Muggs.
Hi, Kevin. I'm so excited.
Did you watch that?
All of it. Every single one. No one else was awake in the house. Well, Jonathan wasn't here, so I was it. I was screaming my head off. They probably heard me in Dodger Stadium.
I love it. The reason that I'm asking you that question is because you were at the World Series in 1988 when Kirk Gibson hit the home run, and you left early.
No more. I taught me a lesson for good.
That is insane. And we also have Matt Money Smith. Hey, Matt.
What's up, fool? How you doing?
Doing great. Let's talk about the game last night.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, what Mama Muggs is talking about is, you know, unlike 1988 when they were down, they were huge underdogs to the A's. It was, you know, the Bash Brothers and no one could touch them. You just felt like, well, this is going to end horribly. I might as well beat traffic. Not the case last night, you know, when Shohei Ohtani is going to get at bats, when Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman, you know, one swing and your fears will be squashed, dude, and you're feeling good about it. And that's why, like last night, for the bad rap that LA fans did, I would say 80% of Dodger Stadium stayed for all 18 innings, which is pretty impressive considering the game finished just shy of midnight.
I don't understand the mindset because you root for the World Series your whole life. I don't understand the mindset of leaving early in that game.
Well, let's say I was a little, I was only 5 years old at that time, you know.
Sure.
So I grew up fast from all the turmoil with the Dodgers. It really made me old fast.
It really?
But last night, I thought I was going to burst a blood vessel. I couldn't stand the tension anymore. And so often they could have lost.
Yep.
The defense was fabulous on both sides. But the Dodgers defense, Edmund was fabulous, Teo was fabulous. I mean, and then when Kershaw came in.
All right,
the
Mama Muggs, hold on for 1 second. Money, tell us about Kershaw coming in the 12th inning, because that was crazy.
Now, look, I don't want to take over the interview, but if I may ask, because now that it's been revealed that Mama Muggs was only 5 years old when this happened. So you're five. Wait a minute. I want to make sure I have this right. You were 5 years old in 1988.
No, I'm not positive maybe, that was true, Bunny.
Maybe I lied a little bit, but not too much. I was naive. I didn't know.
I remember watching the World Series and I was 15, and I don't feel like I'm that old.
No, she's exaggerating. Tell us about the 12th inning.
So to get beyond that, Ben, I'm sorry. I just needed to get
yes, no worries.
Yeah, the special moment last night, there were a million of them. But, you know, Clayton Kershaw announced halfway through the season that he was going to retire. He's first ballot Hall of Famer, unanimous Hall of Famer. He's arguably the greatest Dodger that's ever lived. And, you know, he had a rough go in the NLDS against Philadelphia, and we were afraid that we might never see him again. You know, that would unfortunately be the lasting image of his postseason. And here he comes in, bases juiced. Emmett Sheehan couldn't close out the 12th inning, and Kershaw's got to get one out. It's a 5-5 game. There's nowhere to put Lucas, who was the Toronto hitter, a lefty versus lefty in Kershaw. And he just starts, you know, with a ball, and then he gets squeezed by the umpire. He gets a strike, then he gets squeezed by the umpire. Should have been a strike, and instead, the guy runs a count to 3-2. They're cutting to his wife, Helen. She's apoplectic.
Yep.
Crying hysterically. And
here's the audio from
that. And in this amazing ball game, this epic setting, Clayton Kershaw ensures that, like Sandy Koufax, he will finish his career in the World Series. Dripping with drama. This game throughout. Jays have the bases loaded. Dodgers have Clayton Kershaw. 3-2 on Nathan Lucas. Bouncing ball to second. Edmund hurries over to first in time.
Mama Muggs, I thought of you immediately not watching that.
No, I watched it. And my chest nearly exploded. I couldn't stand the tension.
I can't imagine, Money, the full count, two outs, bases loaded. That's crazy pressure.
Yeah, it was it's truly like one of the most electric moments in Dodger Stadium history, just because of how badly everybody wanted that to work out for Kershaw. He has had a history of playoff disappointments, you know, some his own doing, others defense behind him, didn't get any run support. The Astros cheating in 2017 and cheating him out of that game 5 victory. Like, and so for that, it's like, God, can the baseball gods give us one out? This is all we want, is one out. And however this game ends, it ends. But I think to a person, if you were to say, hey, look, we're going to let Clayton get out of this, but you're going to lose the game, will you sign up for that? I think, like, a lot of people be like, yes, that's fine.
Yeah, I think let's so, too.
Let's give it to him. Let's give him his moment.
But that didn't happen.
No.
Turns out the Dodgers won. Mama Muggs was watching the whole thing, which is very surprising. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
There's another game tonight at 5:08, and then there's another game tomorrow night. Do you think, Money, that the Dodgers can wrap this up here?
Yeah, I think they do. Last night, Shohei Ohtani was on base 9 times. It's just insanity. It's sheer insanity what we're witnessing this postseason with this guy. And he's going to start. He's your starting pitcher, and he was on base 9 times. Well, technically, 2 of the times he just rounded the bases because he had 2 home runs, 2 doubles, and walked 5 times. He's going to start, and the last time he started a game, he got 10 strikeouts and hit 3 home runs. So, yeah, tonight is going to be electric at Dodger Stadium, and I would assume they win tonight and they win tomorrow, and I think we celebrate back-to-back World Series titles.
Thank you, Matt Money Smith. I appreciate your time. Mama Muggs, your thoughts on the series?
Oh, my God. I tell you, I already took my tranquilizer. I cannot go through today what I did last night. And they say that Shohei was the last to leave the stadium.
Oh, I believe it.
And he has to get 10 hours of sleep a night. And God only knows when he got home and when he got home and when he got up and he was working.
Don't be negative, Mama Muggs. Do not be negative. This is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to go see Somber at his sold-out show at the Fonda on November 2nd.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Somber.
Somber. Playing a sold-out show at the Fonda on November 2nd. So this hour, we are going to be hooking you up with those tickets.
We'll tell you how to win when we come back on K-Rock. You could get an entire Thanksgiving meal in a cup of noodles. Did you know that?
Ew, no, I did not.
It's K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
All right, if you like Thanksgiving food, but you do not want to spend days preparing the meal, we have a solution.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Is it a cup of noodles?
Depends on what you consider a solution. How about Thanksgiving cup of noodles?
How about no thank you?
My first thought was I'd try it because I know cup of noodles is garbage, but I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'd try it so far.
That's right. Nissin Foods has two new flavors designed to mimic your holiday favorites. Turkey dinner noodles featuring herb-seasoned turkey broth with sweet corn, cranberry bursts, green beans, and spices.
You're going to put all of that in one cup.
Cranberry bursts.
For like
my favorite.
A dollar or whatever it is.
And for dessert, what else? Pumpkin pie noodles.
No, thank you. Although,
wait,
I would want to try it.
Is that a separate one?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, okay, so you
pumpkin
get
pie noodles.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, that is horrible.
So the topic this hour to win those tickets for Somber is garbage foods that you like.
Yeah, we all have them.
I mean, it's not. Yeah, I mean, technically it is garbage. It's just a cup of salt.
Yeah,
is what cup of noodles is.
No, it cannot be good for you.
I mean, I would assume pretty much all fast food isn't good for you.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
It's all terrible. Some worse than others, you know.
So food that you know isn't good for you that you love. 800-520-1067. Do you have one of those?
For me, I'll do this if I'm, say, I'm driving up to the Bay Area or I'm on a road trip or something, and I stop at the 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get the Little Debbie little powdered donuts.
Oh, I do love those, too.
Yeah. Those are a guilty pleasure. I feel like it's all chemicals.
It is.
But I love the taste of those chemicals.
I do, too.
I love it.
All right, 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts. Hey, Rock, what's a food that's bad for you that you love?
Jack-in-the-box dog food tacos.
Yes. I am so with you, 1,000%.
Something about those, I haven't had them in years, but I cannot get enough of them. And I just love they just soak up all the oil from the fryer. Oh, baby.
So bomb. I love you.
The food that's bad for you, but you love anyway.
The 951 says chili cheese fries from Wiener Schnitzel. I feel like a degenerate secretly eating them in my car.
I like the idea of the guy hiding in his car.
I can visualize it. We've all been there.
We started talking about Thanksgiving meal in a cup of noodles. Which I would try because I kind of like cup of noodles, even though I know it's just pure salt.
I would try anything that weird, you know?
You would or wouldn't?
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because they have pumpkin pie as well, and that sounds awful. But we're talking about terrible food that you like at 800-520-1067. What do you got?
I like donuts.
Okay, thank you. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi, guilty pleasures. What do you got?
This is so embarrassing, but for a few years when I was in like a really bad place, I would eat cold SpaghettiOs straight out of the can.
Old SpaghettiOs?
Cold SpaghettiOs.
Oh, cold. So you wouldn't even warm them up?
No, I just needed SpaghettiOs in my mouth, and I just...
Was it like a comfort food situation?
It was. They were the last thing in my pantry one day, and I ate them, and then I was just hooked.
Oh, my God. I love this.
I do, too. K-Rock, what's a terrible food that you love?
What's up, Kevin? Mine's a fried Twinkie dipped in melted chocolate.
I'm sorry, what dipped in melted chocolate?
A fried Twinkie.
A fried Twinkie.
That you get at the fair.
You're a state fair kind of eater.
Oh, no, I fry them at home. I got one at the fair, and now I'm doing it at home.
Oh, that's the worst possible thing.
You got a whole setup.
Dude, it's killing me, but it's good.
Killing you slowly.
It's killing me, but it's good.
I love it.
I feel like maybe we go with sad SpaghettiOs girl.
Oh yeah, we have to.
What's her name?
Her name is Melissa.
Melissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh,
when was the last time you ate SpaghettiOs cold?
It's been a couple of years.
Okay.
But
But you would.
Know, I've been close to relapsing.
Well, you got tickets to see Somber.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're going to the sold-out show on Sunday at the Fonda.
Is Sunday already the 2nd or 3rd?
Yes.
What?
It's the 2nd. Yes.
What?
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Girl,
congratulations.
You got plans.
Woo. Congratulations. Thank you for calling. That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, it's going to be your next chance to win your tickets to see Bad Omens here in L.A. and be on the standby boarding list to see them again in London. That is coming up on K-Rock.